ndaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 18 kuMbimbitho 2020 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
I think inyathelo elithethwe yiParliament yeZimbabwe inyathelo elihle kakhulu ngoba esikunanzelayo ukuthi owakathesi iZimbabwe ayilawo ama cases eCoronavirus, njalo uqhakathekile ukuthi bebone ukuthi baya protecta abantu beZimbabwe.
Idale leParliament selivalwe okwenyanga phose ezimbili ezilandelayo emzameni yokwenqabela ukumemetheka kwegcikwane leCoronavirus.
Kulungile ngoba besikhangela ukuthi singagcina silinyazwe iCoronavirus, but nxa sesikhangela kubusiness siza kuthi silimele kakhulu ngoba besikhangelela ukuthi uBulawayo laye akathuthuki.
Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo ziveza imbono ehlukeneyo ngokumiswa kombukiso wezokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo umsakazo. Idale leParliament selivalwe okwenyanga phose ezimbili ezilandelayo emizameni yokwenqabela ukumemetheka komkhuhlane weCoronavirus. Usomlomo waleli dale umnumzana Jacob Mudenda wazise namuhla ukuthi sebemise zonke inhlelo zedale leli ezigoqela ukuhlangana kwamalunga alo ukuze kwehliswe ingozi yomkhuhlane lo. Umnumzana Mudenda uthi idale leli lizavulwa mhla ka 5 ngoNkwenkwezi kusiya ngokuthi isimo siyabe sesinjani. Sisiya emoyeni namuhla igcikwane leCoronavirus bese lisabalele abantu abedlula inkulungwane eziyisishiyagalombili emhlabeni jikelele. Ukuvalwa kwedale leParliamente lokhu kuza ngemva kokuba uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa azise izolo ukuthi imbuthano yabantu abedlula ikhulu ayisavunyelwa eZimbabwe ngenjongo yokwenqabela iCoronavirus. Kodwa uMongameli Mnangagwa namhla ubuthanise inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu enyanga emkhosini wokusungula uhlelo lokulima ngokuthelezela okumenze wasolwa ngabaningi. UMnangagwa umlayo wakhe uzaqala ukusebenza ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 20, ngakho akulalutho olubi alwenzileyo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba, uNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele oqale ngokumbuza ukuthi uthini ngenyathelo elithethwe yiParliamente.
I think inyathelo elithethwe yiParliament yeZimbabwe inyathelo elihle kakhulu ngoba esikunanzelayo ukuthi owakathesi iZimbabwe ayilawo ama cases eCoronavirus, njalo uqhakathekile ukuthi bebone ukuthi baya protecta abantu beZimbabwe, njalo balakho ukuthi banganqabela ukuthi umkhuhlane lo ufike eZimbabwe nxa ukuthi awukafiki. Ngoba uzananzela ukuthi kakhulu ama health services eZimbabwe kamanga kuhle kakhulu, silesikhathi amadokotela engasebenzi amanesi lawa sebenza kabili ngeviki. So kungaba le outbreak bona ngani singathwala nzima kakhulu, abantu abaningi bangafa ngoba icapacity asilayo.
UMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa yena simbone izolo ememezela ukuthi imibuthano elabantu abedlula ikhulu kayisavunyelwa, kodwa lamhlanje simbone esenyanga ebuthanisa inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu. Uthi umlayo wakhe uzaqala ukusebenza kuphela mhla ka 20 kuyona le inyanga. Ungathi into elokuhlakanipha yini phakathi ayenzayo le?
I think uMongameli usitshengisele how insincere he is ekutheni uyafaka imithetho eqedena engayilandeli. Ngombono wami ngibona ngani futhi indaba yevirus le kumbe yecoronavirus sizasetshenziswa ke ukwenzela ukuthi abe opposition bengahlangani, because sebethole i-opportunity ukuthi abe MDC bangathi bafuna ukwenza i-meeting kuthiwe hayi lina ningeke lenze i-meeting ngoba ama-meeting abhanwa, kodwa bona be continue bewayenza ama meeting lawo. I don't think bekufanele ukuthi ngesikhathi lesi upresident eqalise ukwenza ama rally ehlanganisa abantu abanengi ngesikhathi yena sithi abantu bamele be practice social distancing, be reduce ama gatherings, but then it reflects, you know, badly on him lokuba sincere kwakhe njengohulumende. So I think isibuswa ngabantu abangakunanzeleliyo ukuqhakatheka kwempilo, abangakunanzeleliyo ukuthi isimo seZimbabwe siyibi kakhulu. Akula manesi ezibhedlela, akula madokotela, akula miti, akula ma-facilities angagcina abantu abaningi nxa bengagula. So kuqhakathekile ukuthi uhulumende ehloniphe abantu lempilo zabo.
Lowo ngumnumzana Senzele Ndebele, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, ubexoxa ecingweni loNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Izakhamizi zakobulawayo ziveza imbono ehlukeneyo ngokumiswa kombukiso wezokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair, ilanga lokuthakazelela uzibuse leminye imbuthano egoqela emidlalo yebhola, imithimba leminye elizweni lonke jikelele, kulandela ukuqhamuka kwegcikwane le-coronavirus eselithethe imiphefumulo yabantu abaningi emhlabeni jikelele. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Idolobho lakobulawayo belikhanyelele ukuba lombukiso wabosomabhizimusi, imidlalo yebhola kanye lokuthakazelela ilanga likazibuse, kodwa konke lokhu sekudluliselwe phambili ngenxa yokusabalala kwe-coronavirus njalo esibulele abantu emhlabeni jikelele. Usomabhizimusi wakobulawayo unkosikazi Somuhle Khumalo uthi ukumiswa kwe-ZITF kuhle kodwa kuzabulala idolobho kwezamabhizimusi.
Kulungile ngoba besikhangela ukuthi singagcina silinyazwe yi-coronavirus, but nxa sesikhangela kubhizimusi sizakuthi silimele kakhulu ngoba besikhangelela ukuthi ubulawayo laye akathuthuki, ikakhulu kubana ubulawayo yisho isikhathi akukhangelele khona ukuthi trade fair time ubulawayo uyaphila. Ngoba abalamaloji, abalezindlu to rent out, yisho isikhathi abaphila khona.
Olwela amalungelo oluntu owenhlanganiso ye-IBHU likaZulu, umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo, uthakazelele ukumiswa kokuthakazelelwa kwelanga likazibuse.
Ikakhulu ukujabulela uzibuse, ngiyajabula ukuthi nje into esise yakhansilwa ngoba uzibuse akula zibuse eZimbabwe. Kule independence kodwa kula freedom. So uma kungabe sokuzidlulisela phambili engxenye after that kuzenza abantu sithi rediscover ourselves. Bekubuhlungu vele ukuthi kuthiwe i-main celebration izaba lapha kobulawayo, ngoba ngakhangela usephonga ukuhlala i-teacher kobulawayo uye emasona ngani ngumuntu we-toilet, kodwa kakukho akwenzayo okuncedisa abantu bakobulawayo.
Isikhulumi se-MDC Alliance kobulawayo umnumzana Sweden Chirowoza laye uvumelane lofuzwayo.
Akulapho kulezo nhlelo sikhali i-ZITF, ngoba i-ZITF inceda uZulu, kodwa i-independence ukuthi abantu bayebuthana belalele uMnangagwa onguye wayekhokhela umbhuqazi sithi hhayi.
Izolo umongameli Emmerson Ntambutso Mnangagwa ukhuphe imibiko emisa umbukiso wabosomabhizimusi owe-ZITF, ilanga lokuthakazelela uzibuse edolobheni lakobulawayo kanye lemihlangano elabantu abafika ikhulu, imidlalo ehlukeneyo. Abenkampani ye-ZITF sebethule imbiko ebulenjini besazisa ukuba umbukiso wabosomabhizimusi usudluliselwe phambili. Ngeviki edluleyo umphathintambo wezempilakahle udokotela Obadaya Moyo ekobulawayo ukhuthaze abantu ukuba baqakathekise ukusebenzisa indlela zebulenjini ukukhulumisana emizameni yokwenqabela ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19. Okwamanje inhlanganiso ebona ngezempilakahle emhlabeni jikelele e-World Health Organization ithi kakukabi lomuthi wokwelapha i-COVID-19, ngakho ke bekhuthaza abantu ukuthi baqakathekise ukuzivikela ukubamba lomkhuhlane njalo behlanzekile. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Bennett, and I'm director of Voice of America. I'm recording this from home because here at Voice of America, almost all of us are now working remotely in order to help slow the spread of the coronavirus.
Igama lami ngingu Amanda Bennett. Ngingumqondisi wemsakazo ye-Voice of America. Ngithumela lumbiko ngingekhaya ngoba izisebenzi eziningi zemisakazo ye-Voice of America zisebenzela zingekhaya. Emizameni yokuvimba ukumemetheka lokuthelelana thina ngokwethu njengezisebenzi lemoli zethu igcikwane ele-coronavirus eselisabalele emazweni womhlaba. Ngithanda ukulazisa ukuthi siqakathekisa impila kahle yezisebenzi zethu lokuvikelwa kwazo ukuze zilethulele indaba ezimqotho ngalomkhuhlane kanye lokunye okwenzakalayo emagumbini amaneyo omhlaba. Ngakho ke sisebenza kanzima ukuthi lina balaleli bethu lithole inhlelo zethu, kodwa asisoze senelise ukulethulela zonke njengensukwini okwamanje. Liza nanzelela ukuthi kulenguquko ethile kulezi nhlelo. Ezinye kalisoze lizithole, kodwa ezinye zilakho ukuzithola ngendlela ehlukileyo kulaleyo eyensukwini. Linguquko siyabe silazisa lapha lalaphaya. Wothi ke ngithathe leli thuba lokulifisela inhlanhla lempila kahle enhle. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you very much. We'll hopefully be here for you. Thank you.
Aphelelwe ngamacebo amabandla ezokholo awebe Zimbabwe kwele South Africa laphakathi kweZimbabwe ngezinkonzo zangempela viki kulandela imigoqo enqabela ukubuthana kwabantu abedlula ikhulu yethulo yinkokheli yamazwe womabili. UBenedict Nhlapho sethulela lolu daba.
Umthetho enqabela ukubuthana kwabantu abedlula ikhulu osanda kumenyezelwa eZimbabwe lakwele South Africa usitshiya amabandla ezokholo elesiyezi. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa izolo ukufithizela ukuthi labezenkolo ngabasavunyelwa ukukhonza besedlula ikhulu okungumthetho omunye owethulwe ngumongameli Ramaphosa eNsonto. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe zithi lobanje lemthetho eqakathekile ukwenqabela kumemetheka kwegciwane le-coronavirus izaphazamisa kakhulu inhlelo zokukhonza. Elinye lamakholo ebandleni namasabatha unkosazana Sifanele Ndlovu uthi yena ngokwakhe akavumelani le migoqo ethulwe ngohulumende laba.
Ngicabanga ukuthi ugovernment on this one ureacte very wrong, because now silibandla or singamabandla, that's when we are supposed to meet together and pray like never before. So sizothandaza kanjani singahlangana, because as a church we can pray.
Elinye kholo mnumzana Alethi Mazwi uthi sekuze kwamiswa omunye wembuthano abe ukhangelele kakhulu.
Zonke izinto bese sezilungiselele la esiyakhona sesibhadele. Ukudla bese siyakudla sekuthengiwe, sizokwenza njani maso kunje? Kuyadingakala ukubana amakholwa ahlangane ethandaze ecela enkosini ubana nkosi ngenela kusimo lesi siphakathi keso.
Umfundisi webandla lehamba Evangelical Christian Ministries kobulawayo uReverend Frank Mhlanga uthi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi amabandla atshintshe indlela enza ngayo izinto.
Mhlambe ibandla lingayenza inkonzo zibe kathathu orokane orokabili ngosuku, kube le 2-3-4 services ngosuku lodwa, ama 100 ukwenzela ukuthi abantu baqhubeke lokho beyikhonza inkosi yabo. Okunye ngiyakhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi asikhuleke nini, asithandaze nini.
Elinye kholwa umnumzana Justin Kwena uthi kukhanya elakhe ibandla i-coronavirus ithe ifika selizilungiselele.
Enkonzweni yethu vele bese sijwayele ukuthi uma ungasakhona nguye enkonzweni i-service banokuyi-streama ku-Facebook kumbe online. So okwevike oqala nesibili akuna nkinga, sizoyibukela online leyo service, kodwa singahlala nje isikhathi singasabonani nabazalwane kuzoba nzima nyana.
Ingcitshi zithi kusase kunenge okuzafanele kuguqulwe ngamakholwa ngalesi sikhathi se-coronavirus, kugoqela indlela okudliwa ngayo isidlo kwamanye amabandla, umkhuba wokuxhawulana nomkhuba wokuhlala eduzane duzane. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, ngingu-Benedict Nhlapho.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, la ku short wave 6175, la ku 7255 ekseni susela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7. Kuthi ke ntambama kusukisela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9, sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, la ku short wave 4930, 13860, la ku 15460 kHz. Ku live talks tholakala ku short wave ku 4930 13860 la ku 15460 kHz. Kusukisela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama.
Izihambi ezisebenzisa umngcele weplumtree ukungena lokuphuma elizweni zithi azithakazeleli ezikubonayo phezu kwamanyathela okwenqabela ukumemetheka kwegcikwane lecoronavirus. Intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 uMartin Ngwenya usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHavron kweleBotswana.
ELizimbabwe lithi lizimisele ukulwisana lokumemetheka komkhuhlane wegcikwane lecoronavirus osubulele inkulungwane zabantu emhlabeni jikelele. Kodwa izihambi ezingena ziphuma kweleBotswana zisebenzisa umngcele weplumtree zithi azithakazeleli ezikubona kule ndawo phezu kwemizamo yokulwisana lecoronavirus. Umnumzana Leni Ndebele obethekelele kweleBotswana uthi imizamo yokwenqabela ukumemetheka kwalomkhuhlane emngceleni weplumtree iyavuza.
On the Zimbabwean side, there is no checking or screening whatsoever. You just stamp your passport nje uzidlulele. Uzafika ngale eBotswana yikho lapho abawu-checka khona i-temperature. Beyabona ukuthi temperature yakho ingabe iphezulu, yikho sebekwenza ini ama-screening awe-coronavirus. Lapho kuseBotswana nxa usungena. But esayidini leZimbabwe akula lutho yokudlula nje indawula manzi.
Uthi noma abantu sebengena eZimbabwe, izisebenzi zeZimbabwe Revenue Authority iZimbra zihlola impahla yesihambi zingagqokanga okungazivikela ukuthi zingenwe ngumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Omunye ongene kweleBotswana ezothenga impahla yokuthengisa, umnumzana Rodwell Moyo uthi akukho ukutshengisa ukuthi kule mizamo yokuvimba ukumemetheka komkhuhlane lo.
Bangacheka i-temperature then sebeyikelwa ke behambe. Asiboni okuningi ukutshengisela ukuthi i-coronavirus iyavinjelwa. Njalo ama-sanitizer ukuthi abantu begeziswe izandla asikuboni kusenzakala. Yikufila ifomu ucasisa ilizwe ohambe kulo elile ukuthi mhlawumbe ungabe wahamba emazweni ale coronavirus. Ifomu lelo ungalifila then bakuthika i-temperature sebekuyozihambela.
Unkosikazi Emily Dube weZimbabwe ohlala eHavron uthi yena ukhathazwa ukuthi ngitsho lamabhasini ahamba phakathi kwamazwe amabili akulandelwa indlela ezihlanzekileyo ezingavikela ukumemetheka kwe-corona.
Sicela abamabhasini ukubana basincede kumbe njalo bafake labo izimpompi kumbeni imithi yona la ama-sanitizer ukuze sigeze lati izandla njengoba sihamba siyabambana labo sibeyaqhubela impahla lati besiqhubela ama-change ngezandla zabo.
ELeBotswana likabi lo muntu olegciwane le-COVID-19 kodwa kulokwesabela ukuthi noma yisiphi isikhathi. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi igciwane leli limemetheka ngamandla emazweni amaningi omhlaba ikakhulu aphetsheya agoqela leChina lapho oqalise khona. ELeMelika lamanye selingene kakhulu elizweni elikumakhelwane eleSouth Africa. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa kuyona le iviki ubike amanyathela ambalwa okwenqabela ukumemetheka komkhuhlane wecorona okugoqela kwenqabela kokuhlangana kwabantu abadlula ikhulu. NginguMartin Ngwenya oyindaba zeStudio 7 ngiSabron kwele Botswana.
Bathithibele abantu emazweni achiyeneyo ngokumemetheka kwegcikwane le-coronavirus emhlabeni wonke jikelele. UGibbs Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Bakhala ngokumemetheka kwegcikwane le-coronavirus kweleBritane, eMelika, Canada, South Africa, Zimbabwe lakwamanye amazwe. Usipho Phakathi odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala eLondon uthi sokusethusa lokukhwehlela emphakathini.
Abantu abasethembani, kusho ukuthi nje uma usiza emntwini uyakubheka lo muntu acabange kakubanzi ngawo ukuthi kambe ungabe uyikheriya yalesi sifo na unayo yini corona. Ake ukhwehlele nje ukuthi kabili kathathu uzobona abantu ukuthi bakubheka kanjani, bakukhangela abantu bathenga lo muntu.
Uthi sokumiswe imidlalo yemincintiswano yenguqu kuzwekazi le-Europe.
Imidlalo imile nale mdlalo yama Euros izwe nje namhlanje endabeni ukuthi indlalo yama Euros postpone until next season. Imidlalo yebhola ye Premier League imile, asazi ukuthi mhlawumbe izoqala nge-3 njengoba usho kwabo, noma kuzophinda kube nenye meeting bazogcina sebe tholisombululo, ngoba kukhona amaqembu okufanele awin isicoco namanye amaqembu okufanele arelegethwe, namanye amaqembu ofanele qualify for the Champions League, namanye amaqembu ofanele aphonyothwe.
Baningi ababhekane lomkhuhlane lo abagoqela uNkosazana Khanyi osebenza kwezempilakahle ePennsylvania kwele Melika.
Izinto zitshintshile kakhulu kakhulu emva kokuthi lesi sifo sesivelile. Indawo engisebenza kuyo indawo enkulu kakhulu, ile eminyango eminingi okokuthi nxa sifika uyakwazi ukuthi ungene la ngawuphi umnyango, kodwa kuthe sokuvelele sesifo ba iyakhiwa yonke leyo mnyango yavalwa ukwenzela ukuthi wonke umuntu ofikayo adlule angene ngomnyango owodwa ayokhangelwa ukuthi uphila kanjani, impilo yakhe injani, akala temperature ekuphezulu yini, sibuzwe imibuzo yokuthi usuke waphuma ngaphandle kwelizwe uke wahlangana lomuntu ongabe eke wabalalesi sifo na. Nxa uphendula umbuzo owodwa ngokuthi yebo kuke kwenzeka bayakubisela ekhaya, ngcono ukuthi abantu basebenze bengaphelelanga kulokuthi ungene ngaphakathi itemperature yakho iqansile kumbe usithe wena uke wavela ngaphandle.
UNkosazana Khanyi uthi sokulemithetho etshiyeneyo emitsha yokugcina abantu asebekhulile ezindlini ezijiyeneyo.
Abantu esibagcinayo ama-residents wethu awavunyelwa ukuthi ahambe ayokudla, ukuthi ayokudla endaweni abajayele ukudlela kuzo. Sebengabantu abalethelwa ukudla badlele emarumini abo ezindlini zabo. Bese kuthi labo abavunyelwa futhi labo ukuthi batholakale behamba-hamba ngaphandle ngoba ngibayisuke sathi ukuthi bazamemethekisa lo mkhuhlane.
Okwethulwe nguNkosazana Khanyi kusekelwa nguNkosikazi Sichasiselo Ndlovu osebenza eMaryland kwele Melika.
Corona lefikileyo isithwali senzima ngoba kasisakwazi lokuthi senzeni le msebenzini, ususebenza uqhuqha kawukwazi ukuthi ungabona umuntu esegula sekuyiyo yini. Lawe nxa utshaywa likhanda kumbe usiza umzimba utshisa ukuthi kungabe sekuyiyo yini.
Bethu-ke okufanayo abantu kwele Zimbabwe osokuvinjwe imitshado, imihlangano kaZulu njalo lombukiso walonyaka oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Kulabanye abantu asebelahlekelwe ngamabhizimusi abanjengembongi kaZulu u-Obert Dube.
Bengilama-events ade ngilawo eSouth Africa angu-4. But ama events akona onke asekhanseliwe.
Sokuvinjwe indawo zokudlela, izikolo, imicimbi, ezemidlalo lokunye emazweni achiyeneyo emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Akwaziwa ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uzaphela kumbe uzabamba abantu abanengi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Maryland kwele Melika, ngingoGibbs Dube.
Intengo yokudla lempahla ezitolo iqhubeka iqonga njalo lempuphu ingatholakali lula ngesikhathi idola leZimbabwe lilokhu lisiwa ngamandla. Lokhu kwenzakala lanxa uhulumende wabumba amakomiti okubona ukuthi intengo yempahla ayikhutshulwa mahlayana njalo lempuphu ithengiswa ezitolo hathi emkambo wensitha. Uhulumende uhlezi esola usomabhizimusi ngalolu daba esithi bafuna ukuthola intengo ephezulu kakhulu. Ukuzwa okuningi ngalolu daba sixoxa lomnumzana Bekezela Maduma Fuzwayo, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi eyeGwanda Residents Association.
Only ama major supermarkets mebabo okay abo Pick n Pay ama supermarkets anjalo because are under spotlight. Ingafika uyabona sibila ama queues amade kuwona lawa ama supermarkets abantu beyifuna imbuzi, but most of ama supermarkets amancane I think ingaze ifike kabayithengisi kuhle mebathengisa elutshwane, enye eningi ibonakala iku black market and ku black market kwangkhona awusayiboni chayiwe emgwaqweni njengalo khana bekusenza something with stake before kusuba ne task force ilokufihlwa. Uyabusazi ukuthi laphana lalaphana lalaphana impuphu ikhona ku black market ngentengo enye phezulu kakhulu but ezitolo nje hayi no impuphu isase iproblem sibilo kuzwayo ukuthi abantu sebephila ngempuphu ebuya ivela eSouth Africa abantu sebesiya yihoda kubo Messina ungxenye futhi Messina bathenga i-10 kg ngabo 50 rand bese ngithenga ngapha ngabo 100 rand which is still cheaper than yena le subsidized roller mill.
Ye manje ezinye izakhamizi ziyakwenelisa lokhu yini?
Kunzima ukuthi bayethenga ku-black market ngoba i-black market ifuna i-foreign currency ayifuni i-local currency. So kumele umuntu aqala ethenga ama-rand for ezethenga impuphu okwenza ukuthi kube nzima kakhulu. So the average person akakwenelisi, kunzima sibile kakhulu. Kubona lezindlela ezisuke ezidlulileyo ezingu-2-3 iviki yena le ngekho right indlela ama-price akhwele ngayo I think i-effect yokuwa kwe-dollar yonke into ikhwelile noma uyini ongayibala isinkwa namhla I think isivuke siyi-$27 kwezinye indawo ezingawo $35 ungamadrinkinyana khona lokho kuma-$18 abanathutshwala zathwaka kuma-$50-$60 so hhayi
kodwa bona abantu imali bayifinyelela yini
ikhesi itholakala kakhulu kubo laba abathengisa imali okuthiwa ngosiphatheleni balayo but uyithenga ete-premium isidura i-eco cash isihlupha ebantwini abaningi because i-eco cash isidura ama-charges e-eco cash asekhwele kakhulu so abantu abasenelisi ukuthi bebhadale nge-eco cash so kudura uthola ukuthi into iyabe i-$30 iprice ngazuthi ethenga nge-eco cash lokuthola ukuthi siyi-$50 so sokunzima and abantu abaningi futhi i-eco cash yangikhona kabasayifuni bafuna yoni i-cash but uthola umuntu ubuye evele ekhaya ibhasi yodwa yokusuka ekhaya ebuye edorobheni aphinde abuyele ingangiza ama-$150 so ukuthi aphinde abuye asezithole i-$300 akumusa indawo.
Lowo ngumnumzana Bekezela Madoma Fuzwayo, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeGwanda Residents Association. Sixoxe laye ekhona le eGwanda. Ziphetha ezalamhlanje ngesikhangele ebezikhokhela idale lePhalamende selivalwe okwenyanga phose ezimbili ezilandelayo emizameni yokwenqabela ukumemetheka komkhuhlane weCoronavirus. Izakhamizi zakobulawayo ziveza imbono ehlukeneyo ngokumiswa kombukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair lomkhosi weIndependence Celebrations. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Siya Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifana yokusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa yenau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.